What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Yes, gang, what is happening? I hope you're all having a great day wherever you are in the world listening to this and whatever time it is whilst you're listening to this. Do apologise if you can hear some background noise. Just explaining to the guys on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram then, because we always do a live when we do these podcast episodes, that I have a road sweep that goes past mine because I'm still living on a building site at the moment. Been here for 6 weeks now and it goes past about fucking five times a day, man. But it is good because it does help keep the place clean. Especially don't want to be stepping out on the roads in my trainers and bringing shit into my new house. So anyway, this episode has been inspired from a few conversations I've had over the past couple of weeks with clients, non-clients, type ones, non-type ones. So it's going to be just to try and switch your perspective on things, especially as a type one. So there's going to be nothing actionable in this, but it's going to be one of those motivational sort of, hopefully I can give you a aha moment in this. But before we get started, team, as always, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach and inspire and impact more type 1 diabetics and our community. Also, give it a screenshot, whatever device you're listening to it on, screenshot that shit, only takes 2 seconds, go and upload it to your Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom, so I can share it and say thank you, because I do appreciate you guys. Now, we're going to get straight into it with this. I've decided to call this episode Choose Your Hard, yeah, because I'm a big believer that we always get a choice of certain situations in life, but each one's going to be challenging, some more than others. But I am a big believer that we should always try and choose, where possible, probably the most difficult path, because that's going to teach us the most about ourselves, right? And I've had so many conversations with type ones and non-type ones over the past couple of weeks, and that's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a good old podcast episode on this, because I think it'll be a good topic for conversation. So this is going to be a great episode for you if you feel that you've become complacent in managing your diabetes. If you've had it a long time, or you've not had it a long time, you become a bit complacent, you might fall off the wagon, you're just going through the motions, this is going to be a good one for you. If you have fear of the unknown, this is going to be a good episode for you. Also, if you're one of these that constantly thinks the worst case scenario all the time, like, yeah, but if I do this, then this bad thing might happen, or I'm not going to do this because I don't want this to happen. And this leads on to, if you're staying in your comfort zone all the time, this is going to be a good episode for you. Now, I want to kind of open with this, that we need to understand that staying where you're currently at in your comfort zone will eventually become hard. It's going to eventually become challenging. Don't care what anyone says, it will become challenging. And I'm also a big believer that we only learn about ourselves through hard times and difficult situations. I've learned fucking some of the best things about myself, not the best things personally, but the how I am as a person through difficult, challenging times. I'm quite open to speak about my depression that I've been through. I've been through 3 or 4 bouts of depression over the past few years. And I've learned a lot about myself through these challenging times, yeah? So I do want to say that staying where you're currently at in your comfort zone will eventually become hard. Now, kind of moving forward to what I mean by choosing your hard, yeah? I think every option that we get in life, I'm going to run over some of the big ones shortly, and then I'm going to switch it around and tell you how this relates to us as type 1 diabetics, right? Like, so you've always got a choice of, like, choosing one of two options, yeah? And there's a few conversations I've been having with people recently. One of them was like on relationships, yeah? Well, it's easy to stay on our own, like if you're single, because relationships are hard, yeah? But yes, fucking relationships are hard, but surely staying on your own is hard as well. Do you see what I'm saying with that? There's two flip sides. And also what I said before about learning the most about yourself, I've learned so much about myself from certain relationships. I'm quite sure you guys have as well. And there's one thing that they always think. I think sometimes we can look at people who, no offense to people who've been together since school, do you know what I mean? And are now in the 30s or 40s and stay together for years. But like, that's great. But I'm thinking, for me, not that we should have loads of different relationships, but I'm thinking that we learn about ourselves through different people, right? And yes, relationships are going to be hard, but staying by yourself can be equally as hard. So in that case scenario, you have to choose your hard. You've got to choose your path, yeah? The other thing is exercising and eating well. Yes, I am going to bring this in here because I'm a fucking coach at the end of the day, yeah? Exercise is hard. It can be hard. It can be mentally, well, physically demanding and mentally sometimes on our body. And eating well can be challenging. When we're just fucking tired, we want to order a takeout, yeah? That can be hard. But you know what is also hard? Being unhealthy and overweight and unhappy with your body. Yeah? That's hard. Two hard situations, choose your hard. The other one is something that obviously I'm big on because I do this myself, is running a business. Guys, running a fucking business, if you run a business, you will know it is hard. It is hard. You have the anxiety that comes in. What if it doesn't work? What if I can't make it work? This is really difficult. But then we have those times that are absolutely mega. We're buzzing. Yeah, running a business is hard. But being employed and taking orders from someone, no offense to anyone who's employed. Yeah, I have been employed in the past. That is also equally as hard. And then it comes down to that risk and reward. Yeah. The more risk that we are willing to take in life, the more we step out of our comfort zone, the more we put ourselves out there, the bigger the reward will come. So like I say, running a business, it's hard, but being employed by someone can also be equally as hard. So a lot of this shit in life is hard. You just have to choose your hard. And if you're choosing the one that you're like, yeah, I'm staying in my comfort zone, then that will eventually become hard. And this is how it flips to us as a type 1 diabetic. Putting in the work to manage our diabetes and have great glucose control and live a long and healthy life, which is what my kind of motto is when I work with clients, is fucking hard. It's hard. No two ways about it. It's hard, yeah? What's hard about it? Setting goals, running tests, exercising, planning and tracking food, constantly making these decisions is fucking hard, yeah? It is hard. It can get easier, but it's always going to be challenging. This is something I say to my clients when they come in. Like most of my programs are 90 days, they're like 12-week programs, right? And I say, guys, right, what we're going to do is we're going to put that fucking hard groundwork in now. So after that, we've got routines. It becomes habitual. It's more autonomous. You're used to running these tests. You've got this data. You've got this knowledge. So then it becomes easier on you, yeah? But we put that hard work in up front. So managing our diabetes is hard, but I'm going to paint a picture for you now, and apologies if anyone has experienced any of these or I do upset anyone, but I'm straight to the fucking point. I'm blunt. I'm honest. Why? Because I fucking care about you. So I do apologize in advance. Putting in the work to manage our diabetes is hard, but you know what would be hard and what drives me forward and what I'm most scared of, yeah, is losing my vision, losing a limb, having organ failure, not being around to help my parents out or, you know, start a family, be able to support those around me. Man, that's fucking hard. So I decided I'm going to choose my hard by deciding to put the work in to learn when I was first diagnosed everything I can about this condition. I chose that hard, yeah? Because the other hard, as I've mentioned, like being in a fucking hospital bed, not being in the best health. Man, I don't want that hard. That's harder for me, and I'm sure it is for you as well. That would be harder for me, yeah, than putting the work in now to having better control over my diabetes and being well controlled. So I just want you to think about that and switch your perspective on stuff, because I do speak to a lot of type ones and like, you know what, I'll be honest, I've become complacent in managing my diabetes, yeah? I'm staying in my comfort zone because it's easier that way. But we need to understand that over time from staying in our comfort zone, when we're not doing the shit that we know we should be doing, like let's say we're not eating well, we're not exercising, we're not really giving a fuck about our diabetes, we're keeping ourselves to ourselves, all that over time will compound and that'll eventually become hard. And then the last thing I'd want for you, and I'm sure that you'd want, is you to look back and you'd be like, you know what? That's why I'm doing this episode now. You know what? I wish I would have chose the other hard path, because then I wouldn't be in this situation where I am now. Yeah, I wouldn't be in this situation where I am now. And it can be frustrating because it does take something big for us at times to decide to change our path, if you like. Yeah. So I want that to sit with you. Like, if you're in your comfort zone now with managing your diabetes and in your life and you're going through the motions, you're like, oh, it's all right, just like day to day, it'd be all right. Like, eventually that's going to become hard. So surely, is it not worth you choosing the harder path now, yeah, to start having better control over your diabetes, over your health, over your life, so then eventually that is going to become easier and you're going to stay away from all that bad shit that we all face. Even me, I face it as well, yeah, that we face as type 1 diabetics. So I did want to give you, obviously, this is like a motivational sort of episode, a perspective switch. Hopefully this is changing. So next time you're faced with a decision, you're like, you know what? This is going to be the harder path, but the other path might be easier, but I know eventually that's going to turn hard for me. So I'm going to choose this harder path now. I'm going to get to fucking work, yeah? Because I know this is the one that's going to serve me best, serve those around me best, and pay off in the long term, yeah? So I want to give you a few actionable things that I touched on then for in terms of putting the work in into managing your diabetes. And these things are hard, but guys, if you've listened to my podcast for a while, I've got so many episodes on these specific topics to help you because I understand it's hard, yeah? So that's why I've done so many episodes. I put out a load of content. I'm doing these podcasts to help you with these. But I wanted to pick a few things which are hard, but you can start putting the work in to have better control over your diabetes and ultimately live the healthiest and happiest life possible as a type 1. Because yes, we have numbers. We have HbA1c. We have average glucose. We've got time in range. But it's what those numbers represent to us as people, to represent health and happiness, right? For ourselves and those around us. So here's a few things where I believe you should be putting the work in. Put that fucking hard work in now. Choose that hard path because that is going to pay off massively for you down the line. The first one is setting goals, team. Like, you know I'm big on setting goals. And when it comes to diabetes management, there's a few areas I think you should set goals in. We need numbers goals. Yeah, you need to know a starting point and you need a goal. So the best thing to do is get your current HbA1c. I will be surprised, I'm going to say this now. No, I will be surprised. I am surprised the amount of type 1s I speak to and they want to improve the control, but they don't fucking know the numbers. Team, if you don't know your numbers or where you're starting from, what the fuck are you going to improve on? Because you don't know. You've got no starting point. And if you do and you think they're not that good, great, because this is just a starting point. So when we're setting goals, I want you to look at a few things. The first one is your current HbA1c and then set a goal for that. Now, don't think, oh, I'm going to be a little bit conservative. Like, say if it's a 10%, yeah, let's say I'm just going to go for 9. No, step out your own fucking way. Set something that fucking scares you, that's big, and that you're like, oh, can I achieve that? Fucking, it's been proven that when we set very small goals that we know we're going to achieve, we're less likely to achieve them than when we set big goals that scare us because it gives us that fucking drive and that passion to go forward. So when we're setting goals, you want to set goals with your HbA1c. You then want to narrow that down. I like to go into 30 days then because HbA1c is 90 days. We want to narrow that down to 30 days. Find out your 30-day average blood glucose and set a goal from that. One thing I like to set for myself with that and all my clients is around 6 to 7 moles. I'm not sure what that equates to in milligrams per deciliter. I normally use a calculator for that, but excuse me, 6 to 7 moles. Then let's dial it back even more and have a look at your time in target range over 30 days, over 14 days, and over 7 days. Look at your current, set a goal for that. Then you've got some goals. You need goals. You need a starting point and you need goals. Else you're just fucking pissing in the wind, mate, and you don't know where you're heading. You don't know what you're doing, yeah? And then write these fuckers down. Don't just put them in your head. Write them down. Get them out on paper, yeah? So we're setting those goals. What we're then going to do is we're going to start running tests. Yes, this is hard. This is hard. It is frustrating. It can be overwhelming, but it needs to be done. You're going to run tests on your basal rate, pens or pump, I don't care. You're going to run insulin to carb ratio tests, Yeah, correction factor test. You need to be running these tests. It's hard, but put the work in. Persevere with it. It will get easier. I've got several podcast episodes on how to test all this sort of stuff. So skip back through the archive, through the library. You're going to find that's going to help you. The next thing is exercise. Put the fucking hard work in with exercise, yeah? I'm not saying kick yourself in the fucking dick, yeah, all the time. Or fuck it, we're just going to say it. Or the biff if you're female, yeah? You don't need to put yourself in a fucking hole every time you exercise. You just need to do something to get the heart rate up, to get yourself moving, to feel good. It's going to help with insulin sensitivity. So put the hard work in with that, because that's going to pay off massively, yeah? And then the next thing is planning your meals and tracking your food intake. I highly recommend, if you struggle with carb count and you're not that clued up on nutrition, you know your nutrition knowledge and how you eat on a daily basis isn't great, yeah? You don't really understand about carbs, fats, and proteins and calories. Start tracking your food intake. I actually did a reel on this today because it's really going to help your carb count and it's going to teach you so much about nutrition, more so than a coach like me could teach you. Yeah, it's going to teach you so much and give you such an eye-opener. So start tracking it, but also have a plan for your food. So in terms of managing diabetes, yes, there's a lot, but I wanted to give you something actionable. So those are the areas that you need to choose your hard. You could not do it, but then eventually that is going to lead to, dare I say it, not a very healthy body, mind, life for yourself. And that's going to be fucking harder than you choosing this hard path now, setting these goals, running these tests, exercising, and planning and tracking your food. Yeah, that is it. That is it. I want to leave you with that, like saying, when you're staying in your comfort zone, it will eventually become hard. And you always, always, always have a choice to choose your hard. And you know what? Normally 9 times out of 10, that path, that road that seems the most challenging, that seems the hardest, is the one you're going to get the best rewards from. And also a big one, it's the one that you're going to learn the most about yourself from. Team, that is it. If you've got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app. Also, give it a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me at @type1_Tom. Much love. I love you. Thanks for lending me your ears today. Hopefully, this has given you a bit of a fucking kick up the arse and some inspiration to go out there, to choose your hard, choose the hard path, because you know that is going to benefit you massively in the future. Until the next episode, team, peace.